Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total
when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com.
That's monarch.com. Promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Wayday starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
Thank you so much for coming back and tuning in. Today we're taking a journey back to 1961 to an isolated stretch of highway in New Hampshire where a couple named Betty and Barney Hill experienced an event that will forever change the way we talk about alien abductions. I love this case so much because it actually took place a few miles from where we normally stay when we go to New Hampshire. There's a sign on the side of the road to mark the incident, and I'll be sure to post that sign on Instagram, even though I've been slacking on Instagram. I promise I'll post that. If you've ever been to the Indian Head Resort in Lincoln, New Hampshire, you know that the sign is right out in front along the street.
Yes. And also be sure to check out the gas station right down the street because it has a little alien museum inside.
Yeah, that's true. What is it? What's the name of the gas station? I forget.
I don't know. It's right down the street.
It's right down the road. It's like the closest one.
Yeah, if you go inside. There's not that many gas stations in the town.
You'll know you're at the right place because there's a little mural of an alien painted on the outside. I think it's Irving. Is it an Irving gas station?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I knew it would come to me.
So what happened to them that night? Were they really taken aboard an alien craft? Or was it a case of sleep deprivation and stress-induced hallucinations? And what about the star map Betty recalled under hypnosis? Was it real? Let's break it all down. Starting with who Betty and Barney were before they became synonymous with extraterrestrial encounters.
Oh, you got that right. I didn't think you were going to be able to say that. I just want to pop in real quick before I say anything else and say that the very first time I heard about this story was on Unsolved Mysteries. You know, like the original ones from the 80s and 90s with Robert Stack. So I've been obsessed with this case for years and years and years. And when we ever came upon that sign, I almost died. I was so excited. Remember, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And I made you pull over and I had to take a picture. And I've taken a bunch of pictures since then. But I've been obsessed. And we stay in North Woodstock, New Hampshire, which is kind of right. It borders Lincoln. And we're how many? What? Like 3-4 miles from where it supposedly took place? It's incredible.
Minutes.
Yeah, not even 5 minutes. It's incredible. But anyway, moving along, to understand the significance of the Hill story, we first have to understand them as people. Betty and Barney Hill were a well-respected, middle-class couple living in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Betty was a social worker who was deeply involved in civil rights and her local community. Barney, who was a black man in an interracial marriage, which was a rarity back in the 1960s, worked for the U.S. Postal Service and was very active in the NAACP.
They were an intelligent, hardworking couple, not the type some might argue to concoct an elaborate alien abduction story for attention. And yet, on the night of September 19th, 1961, something happened that changed their lives forever.
Betty and Barney were returning home from a short vacation in Niagara Falls and Montreal. They were driving down U.S. Route 3 through the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which is a pretty remote and dark stretch of highway with very little traffic at that time of night.
So around 10:30 p.m., Betty noticed a bright light in the sky. At first, she thought it was a star or a satellite, but as they drove, it seemed to be moving erratically. Barney, a practical man and former soldier, was skeptical, but kept glancing at it.
So as they continued driving, the light seemed to follow them, getting closer and closer. Eventually, curiosity got the better of them, and they stopped to take a closer look. Barney grabbed a pair of binoculars and saw something that sent a chill down his spine. What looked like an aircraft with windows, and inside, there were figures watching them.
Panic set in. Barney ran back to the car, yelling that they were going to capture them. He floored the gas, speeding down the road. Then suddenly, a strange buzzing sound. Their car vibrated, a tingling sensation ran through their bodies, and then silence.
When they came to their senses, they found themselves 35 miles down the road with no memory of how they got there. The time, almost 2 hours later than expected. They had lost time.
Under hypnosis, both Barney and Betty described an eerily similar sequence of events that unfolded during their missing 2 hours. They recalled being taken into a metallic, brightly lit craft by strange beings. Short humanoids with large slanted eyes, grayish skin, and small mouths.
Some people call them the Grays.
Yes.
Especially on Resident Alien. If you guys have never seen that, it's hilarious. You should watch it.
Top funny show.
In the top 10, but closer to the bottom of the top 10. There are way funnier shows that you guys should be watching. The Office, How I Met Your Mother, Parks and Rec. I can go on. Anyway, inside the craft, the couple was separated. Betty described a room with curved walls and an examination table where she was subjected to medical tests. The beings took hair and skin samples and at one point inserted a long needle into her navel, telling her it was a pregnancy test.
Barney's experience was equally unsettling. He described lying on a cold table while the beings examined his teeth and genitals. He remembered a strange cup-like device being placed over his groin, thought he was unclear on his purpose. One of the most haunting details was that Barney recalled feeling a deep sense of helplessness. As if the beings had a way of controlling his motions.
Both Betty and Barney recalled telepathic communication with the beings reassuring them that they would not be harmed. Betty in particular asked them where they were from, which led her to seeing the now famous star map. She later drew this map under hypnosis, and it bore a striking resemblance to the Zeta Reticuli star system. I don't know if I said that. Reticuli? I don't know. Reticuli star system.
Better you than me.
That's true. I don't even know how you would have butchered that word, but I butchered it for you, so.
After the examinations, they were led back to the car where they were told they would forget their experience until the right time.
The Hills arrived home feeling disoriented and uneasy. Betty's dress was torn. Barney's shoes were scuffed. The leather strap on his binoculars was broken. They knew something had happened, but what?
Over the next few days, Betty began having vivid, disturbing dreams about being taken aboard a strange craft, examined by small beings with large eyes.
The Grays.
Barney, who had no recollection of such an event, found himself suffering from an intense anxiety and ulcers.
Eventually, the Hills sought help from Dr. Benjamin Simon, a respected psychiatrist specializing in hypnosis. Under regression therapy, both Barney and Betty recounted nearly identical experiences, being taken aboard a spaceship, subjected to medical exams, and then returned to their car with their memories wiped. One of the most intriguing details, though, Betty recalled seeing the star map aboard the crafts. Years later, a researcher compared the drawing of the map to actual astronomical. Astronomical. Oh my God, I just pulled a Christian. Crisp. And they did find that it closely resembled the star system, the Zeta Reticuli. I can't believe I put that in there twice. But anyway, Betty would have had no way to have known the details of that star map before this experience. That's what I'm trying to say.
So after going public with their story, the Hills faced a mix of skepticism and belief. The media latched on to the tale and became the first widely recognized alien abduction case in the U.S.
Their experience shaped pop culture, influencing books, movies, and even government interest in UFOs. Barney passed away in 1969, and he was never really fully at peace with what happened, but Betty continued researching UFOs until her death in 2004.
Skeptics have suggested their experience was a mix of sleep deprivation, stress, and cultural influence, particular considering how the concept of little gray aliens didn't become mainstream until after their case.
But believers, and there are many of them out there, argue that the Hills were credible. They had nothing to gain, and that left behind too many compelling details to ignore their story.
So what do you think? Were Betty and Barney Hill truly abducted, or was it all an elaborate trick of the mind? The mystery endures, and whether a skeptic or a believer, the story remains one of the most fascinating in UFO history.
The truth is out there, you guys. I definitely believe they were abducted.
Yes.
I believe their story. They had no reason to make it up.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the unknown. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep watching the skies.
And if you guys are in the area of North Woodstock, Lincoln, New Hampshire, or even not that far from the area, go check out the sign in front of the Indian Head Resort and check out that Irving gas station, because they have, like, you'll see the alien on the outside, and I've taken probably 100 pictures of it because I don't know why I have to take a new picture of it every time I go up there. It's like the castle at the Magic Kingdom. But go inside the gas station. They've got a bunch of articles and things like that. It's actually pretty cool. So do that.
Yes.
Yes. Until next time.
So see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.